Blog Talk Radio.
Cutting my music. This is another edition of The Outsiders. I told you we was about to start getting live. Playoff push is underway. I'm your host, Hills the Best. Not joined by my award-winning co-host today, but joined by one of the regulars here on The Outsiders. He's just becoming another member of The Outsiders. We have to get him a new nickname. UPT, what's going on, my brother?
What's up, my brother? Ready to get it started. Ready for these playoffs, man.
I see. Brother, you're taking it easy. You're in Arizona. The kickoff got delayed a little bit. They said some lightning. They had a couple of threats before the game started due to that little fiasco between you and Prez yesterday on the show. So the game got pushed back just a little bit. What is the mind state for the players, this little delay? Is anything going to change for the game plan, stretching, or anything like that?
Man, I mean, they're trying to relax. They're stressing out, but it's an intense locker room right now. Everybody has that boot up or shut up face. You know, everybody looking at each other like it's all on us. Whatever happens from here on out is on the players. Can't blame the coaches. Can't blame the owners. We got to take it to the field and play ball. So they know what's going on. They know the importance of this game.
Okay. So, like I said, y'all will. I think I talked to you a little bit before the show started. The game should kick off. Right after this show, so a little bit after the show, give you time to get on the field, get yourself prepared, dressed, or whatever for that situation.
Yes,
but we'll get a little bit more into that, to your football game a little bit later towards the end of the show. Let's do just a quick recap of some games in UE that has taken place. First, last night, we had a game played. Miami Dolphins, our good friend, the Spiff Man, we are all in a community together. He was very upset this morning. He didn't drink his coffee as usual. Sat in his desk, moped a little bit for UPT. 36-19, SoCal came into the lead, and he stole the game in the fourth quarter last night. 17 unanswered in the fourth quarter. UPT, how surprised were you to wake up to see? Well, you didn't wake up. You was actually watching the game live last night. How surprised
Yes.
was you to see that victory?
I was shocked, basically. The game started off in the Dolphins' favor. The Dolphins, they just couldn't finish the game. You know what I'm saying? SoCal, I mean, I guess he had something to prove regardless of whatever was going on with the new team. I mean, I didn't expect for him to come out and fight the Dolphins the way he fought the Dolphins. That was a great game. I was very disappointed in my man, Too Spiffy, for that one.
Yeah, I was, too. I thought he was a little tentative and maybe a little bit arrogant as he was. Number one seed in the AFC, still is currently. I thought he was a little
right.
arrogant. And I do want to commend Coach SoCal. We did have a little talk, review things, some tapes that I've seen. But Coach SoCal, he made a quick decision. As Coach Arches was going with Sam Bradford, that was his guy. But he just wasn't fitting SoCal's scheme. And he brought in the rookie, Christian Hackenberg, out of Penn State, came in and played good football, 12 for 21. 162 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, a 97.7 on the quarterback rating. He moved that football efficiently for that Jets offense. Is that something that the Jets fan base could look forward to in the future, UPT, with the young quarterback coming in under the coach, SoCal?
Yes, with that quarterback and that coach, the way it looks, you know, it could be fooling, though. You know, I mean, Hackenberg, he has to prove himself a little bit more. I mean, that was a great game for him. He came out, he started. I mean, he threw one touchdown, no picks. I mean, he got sacked one time. But at the end of the day, it's all about the coaching. I mean, the coaching was key in that game. The play calling is what I liked. That's what, and I was surprised to see him start Hackenberg instead of Geno Smith. That was a shocker to me.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. good win for SoCal. Like I said, I look forward to him playing better football and good football later on throughout the season.
Right.
Earlier today, we had Jackson Texans in a shootout in Texas. The Houston Texans, our boy Dito, came through with the victory, 43-40 in a shootout in Texas. The Jags are sliding a little bit, UPT. They've lost three in a row, Broncos, Vikings, now the Texans. Is it time to panic for the Jaguars as they're getting to the playoffs? They're already in the playoffs. They won their division. Their division is a joke. Is it time for them to panic right now? Because this team is losing when it's time to be trying to gain momentum for the postseason.
Okay. I mean, the losing streak started in Denver, okay? It was a 28-45 loss. Then he went to Minnesota yourself, and he lost 32-14. And then today with a 43-40 loss in a tight game, in a real tight game, I mean, that could crush a coach. That can crush a team. That can crush confidence in these players. He has the Colts and the Titans next, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, if he can pull off, I know the Titans is not going to be a problem. I mean, they're shooting for that 116 record. But DJM is a problem, and if he can't shake off these losses before he gets to Week 17, I mean, going into the playoffs, you always want to have a little momentum, and if he can't get that momentum back, he's going to be one and done in these playoffs.
And that's something that he don't want to do. This Jaguars defense was top five in scoring before these three games. In the last 3 weeks, they have given up a combined 120 points. 120 points. UPT, and I do want to check my statistician. I'm not like Fred. Fred's usually beating these kids to death here at the studios,
right.
But I'm not going to be that. But he gave up 120 points in the last three games, and the games
yes.
before that, and the 11 games before, he had given up 200 points. So that lets you know in 11 games he gave up 200. In the last three, he's given up 120, 80 points less in – eight more games.
In three games. Right.
Yeah, it's getting disturbing. It's panic time in Jacksonville. And I know Squiddy tried to play it off, but it is very much panic time up in Jacksonville, as we do have my award-winning co-host. He's strutting to the table now late.
Yeah.
But here, Mr. Perez, how you feeling today, my brother?
Yes, what's going on? What's going on? Here's my humble host. What's going on, UPT?
It seems like
I came in right at the right time. I see the Jacksonville Jaguars are giving up a lot of points. And from what I got the gist of that end of the conversation there. So that's no bueno, because I picked him to come out of the AFC with his head high.
Right.
You did. And we do have one more guest on that wants to get on, Austin. We did ban him from the show, but we will let him on after we get into this last game breakdown real quickly, or the last two. Green Bay, Chicago today, UPC and Fred. Chicago blowed. My boy Rich Boy blew a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, folded late, choked late, as the Packers hit the game-winning field goal with 5 seconds left. The Bears are playing better football, fellas, as the season's worn on. Has Coach Richie maybe found a solution to maybe fight for a wild card position next season or the seasons to come?
Well, I feel like let's not get carried away and let's not get ahead of ourselves here and start speaking on playoffs. And even if you're talking in the near future, if you're talking Madden 18, okay, maybe that's a start. But Madden 17, he may knock on the door. But he'll never get in. Hello, somebody. He'll be at the bus stop, but they won't open the door. That's all that I'm saying.
Wow. UPC, is there any love for Rich for
it? I got love for Rich, man. Rich is a strong player, man. I mean, he just has to put more focus into his games. I mean, his game planning needs to be a little more cleaner, and he can go places. Once he clean up the game plan and focus in the last parts of the game, at the end of the game, he'll be a great player.
Yeah, he
can go a lot of places. He can go. You're right. He can go a lot of places, and he may go to where all the black people live on that one street on Hell Street in Chicago. So no telling.
last but not least, game that just went final 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before the show began, 49ers and Falcons in overtime. Coach Wade is at his press conference right now. We're not getting to hear what he said, but I am for one. I sat beside his owner at the game. He was very, like I said, he was very out of it, intoxicated. As his team just folded down the stretch in the fourth quarter, Prez and UPC had a big lead, 10-point lead, and kind of was in control. And just clock management down the stretch, last 2 minutes of the game, runs out of bounds. Prez, when he pick up a first down, stops the clock for bleed on third down with no timeouts left for the Falcons. Clock running, he runs another pass play, throws an incomplete pass, punts the ball to the Falcons with 50 seconds instead of punting it to him with 20 seconds to go 80 yards. And they force overtime. It escapes in overtime, 49ers 34-31. Prez, are you surprised by Coach Wade's mishap in the last 2 minutes of that football game?
Well, you know, it happens. It happens. You know, it's one of those things you find yourself pressing. You find yourself you find yourself in your own mind that you're behind the eight ball, and you wind up doing things that you shouldn't do, and it happens. I think it happens to all of us. We start pressing because, you know, we think it's a one-possession game, and, you know, instead of just, like you say, letting those 20 seconds be all that left on the clock, you try to do too much, and it's the nature of this game. It is an emotional roller coaster, Madden. It is 1 minute you're high, and in that same minute you could be low. It's just amazing.
I'm a Wade fan, man, and I've been, you know, I was in the conference one in the division one before. At the end of the day, this is where he don't want to be. He don't want to be at this point in with the playoffs right around the corner. You have to dominate. You have to put your foot at their throat, and you have to just destroy them. You play the clock. You do everything you have to do to win the game. You don't give them the ball back, period. And that's how it has to go. Yeah. That's how you win the Super Bowl.
I agree. We're going to add off to the show, Prez. We're going to go ahead and lift that band for him. He's been waiting on hold for a little minute. Austin, you got 10 good minutes with the Outsiders. What's going on, my brother?
What's good, fellas?
What's up, Austin?
What's going on, Austin? Dylan.
I'm glad to be back on the show. My band has been lifting, and I feel great.
Well, we won't say that it's lifted right now. What it is it's a temporary lift, and it can be reinstated after this call, depending on the nature of this call. But right now, you are definitely you're on the short leash.
We definitely will go ahead and fill Austin in real quick. Austin, you play the Patriots today. That's really nothing but more of a scrimmage for your football team. Week 16, you go down to Kansas City. Now, you and Wise had a little interesting scuffle on Sunday, and then Monday he kind of beat some sense into you. How focused are you for that Week 16 game? Because every game is important. But how important is this Week 16 and Week 17, Chiefs and Raiders? Both teams beat you already this season. How focused are you, and how ready are you for those two games?
You know, these next three games are big for us. Of course, it's going to come down to the last game with Gold Sticks. You know, I'm not really worried about the Chiefs beating me before. Every dog has their day. We'll play on my time next time. I'm not too worried. Just looking forward to Week 17 matchup and securing the playoff spot.
So you're looking past the Patriots and the Chiefs?
I wouldn't say pass them.
It's okay.
But,
it's okay. If you can't look past the Patriots and the Chiefs, you got bigger problems to worry about going into the playoffs. So right now, you need to have the confidence and the know-how that you're gonna go in and beat these guys down. No disrespect to them.
Oh, no.
You respect them.
No.
Right, but you got
that's
to have
not,
that. You got
true.
To have that dog. I don't hear that dog right now.
You know, it's not all about the score at the end, even though that's what determines your record and all that. It's about executing your game plan. And I have a game plan for each team, and as long as it goes according to plan, I'll be happy with my win or what the results. Because if we follow the game plan, we'll get the W, and that's the ultimate goal.
Okay, well, Austin, let me ask you this question. How important is it for the Denver Broncos to have a first-round bye and potentially – home field advantage throughout the playoffs, knowing that you are having a Super Bowl type of team roster and that altitude in Denver, how important Is it for the Broncos to have a first round bye in their home playoff game?
It's important. It's important. We're not going to downplay it like some other guy I know in the AFC. But it's important. And, you know, if truth is, I don't really care where we play. Away might be better because Paxton Lynch might not get hot before the game. You know, it always happens in Denver. I don't get it. That's what happened versus the Chiefs. I don't get it. But
you need to be disciplined. If you're more concerned about them going out and doing the right thing in this playoff push, you know, you have, like, once again, that's another issue that the head coach got to get rein his team in, because you can't have your guys out there doing what they want to do. They need to do what you want them to do if you want to be successful in this run.
I hear that. I got some topics to bring up. How about the new owner for the Jets coming in and being the 10-1 Dolphins? And
that was amazing.
He swept them off his feet. Surprising.
That was amazing. That fourth quarter was crucial.
It really was. Now, let me ask you this question. This question is all for all three, and we'll definitely let my co-host answer first, and then y'all can follow suit. Who is the team to beat in AFC? Obviously, Austin, you better say the Broncos. We don't want to hear that politically correct answer. But UPT and Prez and myself, we're all in the NFC. Prez, you first. Who is the team to beat in AFC? The Dolphins, Browns, Bengals, Jaguars, Broncos, and Raiders. Who is the team to beat in AFC?
Okay, I just need, you know, one question. Who won the game between the Browns and the Bengals? Because it's out of those two.
The Browns.
KC won the last match. Yeah.
Okay,
KC
so I'm gonna go back to the man who brought me a ring in Miami. I'm gonna say KC is gonna win the AFC, just because he finds a way to do it. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if he picked the right division to stay away from, the right conference to stay away from Hills. But he does what he needs to do, and he will continue, and he will win the AFC.
UPT.
None of those guys. I think the Raiders are the team to beat. I mean, they're a sleeper team. That's the team that scares me the most. And that coach, that owner, he's something. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, he's something to be reckoned with. You're worried about him week 17. Remember that. So he's something to be reckoned with. You got to respect the Raiders. You got to.
Go ahead, Austin. Tell us why the Broncos is the team to beat in AFC.
You know, I'm going to say myself because I got confidence like that. But if I do have to pick one, it'll be KT, obviously, because you know, that's who I have my eye on. So that's my team to beat, because it always comes down to it. I'm right there for the taking, and I wasn't quick enough, and it's like that commercial, and you weren't quick enough. Like that. So when I play KC, they obviously got our eyes on the Browns, but no, we only see the Browns in the toilet bowl. So we got the Broncos.
Well, I would definitely stick to what I've been saying all season. Raiders and Broncos will be my AFC championship game, and I agree with UPT. Gold has got his team playing the football that we expecting him to play throughout the season. The Raiders are dangerous. They got Coop on the outside, Crabtree. Gold's defense is always going to be good. You got Mack rushing the quarterback. They're going to be a tough out in the postseason. That black and silver, hello, somebody. If you grew up in the 80s, you know how that black and silver makes you feel. Doesn't matter what part of the country you're from. I like the Raiders. Just win, baby. Rest in peace, Al Davis. I think the Raiders
are a threat. I won't deny that. And I see them one more time, and I've had my eyes locked onto this Week 17 matchup, knowing that it's coming down to that week for the playoffs. Who's going to win the division? It's going to come down to that since I lost to him. And that game still.
And right now he's ahead of you by a game, right? He's ahead of you right now.
No. We're both 10-3, I believe.
He has a game up on you.
Right. That's why it's going to come down to the last game, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead, Chris.
I just wanted to say, you know, I see everybody's running to gold sticks, but don't get caught in the fool's gold, because if one thing that he does better than anybody is he folds in the playoffs. He is a beach chair when it comes playoff time. So just like Jay-Z say, your life is a beach chair, that is gold stick. So I'm not you know, I wouldn't put a lot of stock in a folding chair.
Wow.
I've got a sleeper. Wow, that's... I've got a sleeper in the AFC, and that's the Dolphins, because if you look at the stats, you know, he's
fool's
just
gold.
You can't say he's a sleeper. He's been running the conference.
Dominating every opponent every week, and the stats
Well, he's not dominating every opponent because he did not dominate me. Chris Johnson fumbled on the 1 yard line. So if that is the game plan that the people will see in the playoffs, he'll get bounced the first game because it's fool's gold. Once when you shut Jarvis Landry down, there's nowhere else to go. Hello, somebody.
Well,
the blueprint
is
out.
Let me ask you this.
Call me
Jay-Z. Let me ask you this question quickly, because, Fred, we know they have a lawsuit against you, the Miami Dolphins organization, for the way that you ended last season with this. So we're not going to get into that. But, Fred, if the Dolphins win their last two games against the Bills and Patriots, they will have the home field advantage throughout the postseason because they do own the tiebreaker over the Browns. So you're saying the number one seed team, the Miami Dolphins, will have to come down there to South Florida, Sunlight Stadium, that hot humidity in South Florida. You don't think they'll win a playoff game? Is you bold enough to say they won't win a playoff game here on the outside?
Listen, I'm going to be the first to say it. He will get wild card, divisional round, the first game that the Miami Dolphins suit up to play. He will get bounced, just like he got bounced today. Hello, somebody.
Wow. UPT, Dolphins, any love? Do you think they'll win a playoff game?
Yes, I think they move on to the next round. I can't tell you what's going to happen after that because he has a whole lot of problems right in front of him. I think he moves on from the first time he plays in the playoffs.
Well, Austin, we know that you got him as a sleeper, so we're
yes,
definitely
Dolphins will win a game, and I believe that he'll make it to the AFC Championship, and I won't say anything from that.
I just wanted to be quick. I'm willing to put a lunch, a drink, or whatever on it because I am for sure he will get bounced the first round, and I don't feel like just talking about it. I want to put something on it. Anybody, any takers? Because I saw that game yesterday. I was involved in it.
Okay.
We're definitely that. Austin, I want to say this quickly because we got like 5 minutes. You have dominated your opponent, the top AFC guys. And I want to say this, UPT and Prez might not know this. You embarrassed the Bengals when you first played them in week 3, gave them their first loss before KT played them. You embarrassed the Jaguars. You might have put the Jaguars on their downward spiral.
In his place.
I don't think the Jaguars will win a playoff game. They're finished. They're checked out. They don't even start Blake Bortles today. This team is a mess right now. Why are you not giving your Broncos enough credit for dominating two teams that was running AFC at the time? Why are you selling yourself short? Why is the Broncos not having the number one question? Why is they not the team that everyone is picking off? Explain to everyone in UE, Prez and UPT as well. Tell them why the Broncos is the best team in AFC right now.
You know, we just come out every week, just focus at the task at hand, take the win. You know, I have a special shout out to my boy Squiddy Squidward. He was talking a lot the past couple weeks, and you know, he got tired of my mouth, and I think I got into his head. He's been his players. He, you know, he's taking the back seat, and that's not the way to go. And you know how we had that saying in the last Madden, the one and done Vikes. It'll be the one and done Jags from here on out. Maybe not in 18, he'll be able to switch that. But, you know, he's taking the back seat, and that's not the way to go to sit your players. You know, you got to worry about injuries, but you got to worry about the wins, home field advantage, first round bye. And if he doesn't get the first round bye, he will lose the first game.
I just want to say this, my humble host. He failed to answer the question, and I'll answer the question for you. It's simple. Sometimes you can't be politically correct. Sometimes you got to want it. You got to know that it's yours. You got to claim it. Hello, somebody. You can't.
Hello.
You got to envision it.
telling somebody, you got to be able to touch it and grab it and know it's yours. And the Broncos always take the politically correct approach, and the politically correct approach is the reason why he will not win the Super Bowl until he gets that dog. I'm talking about that canine. I'm talking about that pit bull that is in that ring, and he's backed up in that corner. And when that other dog is turning its tail, he needs to go dump on it. But what he does is he sits there and waits. And until he jumps on that dog that's chasing his tail, he will not win the Super Bowl.
You know, I'll give you a little backstory on that. You know, this is Austin 2.0. We're saying good game after the game. We're not talking trash. We're gonna let a game do the talk, because last man didn't work so well for us. I feel like we put a target on our back, and we just couldn't get the job done. So, you know, we're taking a little different approach to things this year.
Austin, I'm going to cut you off as prayers usually do. I'm going to cut you off. Austin, as much as you want to play behind the field, you're one of the top four teams in the league right now. You have the Broncos as well. So you can't really hide behind that. Maybe we can just get by with it. You're going to have to – you have the dog in Von Miller. You have the Super Bowl MVP. If I'm correct me if I'm wrong, Fred. I think the Super Bowl MVP, Mr. Von Miller, 99 overall. You got great cornerback. You got Brandon Marshall. You have a team that's ready right now to win a Super Bowl. I don't think it's time to hide or anything like that. I think the Broncos, I believe in you, Austin. I think you have the team to win it this season. But do you have the mindset?
Let me say what I was going to say. When I said that the Dolphins would make it to the AFC Championship, and I will not say any more after that, the Broncos and Dolphins will see each other in the AFC Championship, and TBZ is what's coming for them. Broncos are ready. We're hungry. We're ready to get, you know that bet we had, Heels, the first three seasons. We're looking to knock it out the first season and get that monkey off our back.
Okay. Well, Austin, quick.
Good luck.
Prez and UPT plays after the show. Who you got in this matchup, Austin? Prez and UPT, Cardinals and Saints.
I got UPT, 38-14. Embarrass the Cardinals.
Wow.
He know.
The Saints seen the
and the words
are
started low. They know.
Get that they know. And know what needs to be done. And I trust my boy, UPT, my bro, UPT, to go get that work. And I will be texting you the blueprints right after this.
Yeah, but the blueprint, excuse me, hold on, UPT, I apologize. The blueprints that you have is from Spencer era. Spencer is no longer here. So please do.
But
send him
didn't
the
you
blueprint.
Say John Brown
but,
the new Spencer? Whoa.
Hey,
okay.
He is, and he will get off today. I'm so glad you brought his name up. But UPT, you already know what's coming. I'm letting you know right now. I'm at the black CVS. Hello, somebody, if you catch my drift. And then I'm going to the store to pick up a filter. Hello, somebody, and I'll be ready to go. So I'm just letting you know that the Cardinals are already in Denver. Hello, somebody.
You got 40 seconds, UPC. You got anything you want to say, Matt, brother?
Man, look, good luck in the AFC. That's all I can say to you guys. At the end of the day, today, I'm going to have me a victory. I'm not going
to
talk no more trash until after
that's
I kick
like
this man's butt. That's it.
Well,
yeah,
I might have to put my game chat, too.
Man.
I might have to put my broadcast so people can hear my words coming through the TV.
Well, put them up. Put it up. This is the game of the week. Let's go, baby.
All right. Hey, Austin, thank you for joining the Outsiders. Thank you, UPT,
no
as well,
problem,
and my great co-host, Prez. Get your games played. It's all about the UE. Cardinals Saints is after the show. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. Get your games played. Postseason will be next week. We're going to get this thing going out. UPT, good luck, my brother, and we'll see you on the next load of the Outsiders.